I'm Tom Cliff, Cobblers fan and proud owner of Track NN and Cafe Track. Track NN is a social enterprise set up in 2018 to support autistic people to access employment through training, support services and creating opportunities. Research showed that just 16% of autistic adults were in full-time employment, and this is something which we are going to change. We opened our cafe on the Market Square in Northampton in January 2019 as a place where individuals could work and develop their employability skills and also be a place where people were free to be themselves. Since opening the cafe in January 2019, we have supported 36 people into paid employment and created over 75 work experience placements and visits for individuals. Since the coronavirus outbreak, we've not been able to open Cafe Track to its full capacity, and we've instead taken our offering online. You can help support us by buying coffee virtually at buymeacoffee.com/cafetrack. Your money goes to helping us to continue to create opportunities for autistic adults to gain employment.
Brain again, and he's got it!
Gavin was closing in. Oh, Gavin has scored!
Abdul Osman against Brad Jones to put Liverpool out of the cup, and Northampton 3!
Yeah!
Hello!
Bloody hell.
I enjoyed how that didn't work for a minute. I love it. Hello, welcome to It's All Cobblers to Me. This is our Deadline Day live stream special. If you are listening on the podcast, which is coming out on the Tuesday, then hello to you as well. It's a lovely
thing to have you. Sorry, I just started waving. I realized I didn't work on a podcast.
I'll wave back. I don't need.
Today is transfer deadline day, and boy, has it been busy for most of our rivals.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm Charles, and with me tonight we've got Danny Brothers. Hi, Danny.
Hello.
And waving again.
Neil Edgerton.
I'm waving
Scott.
For the people who are live.
Hi, Neil.
Hiya. I'll wave too.
Coming up, we'll be joined by lower league football expert Gabriel Sutton and Chronicle and Echo's Cobblers reporter. Yes, it's James.
Oh, it's my birthday today.
Hennigan. And we'll be giving away a fantastic prize to one lucky live stream viewer.
Ooh. I hope James Henners Hennigan isn't watching. Because if he's watching now, he's going to be like, I'm not going on now. You've just absolutely wounded me.
Well, he said to me that we weren't allowed to say happy birthday to him when I invited him on earlier. So that's his payback, if you like, for
also seems,
being able to do
seems,
it.
I don't know about you guys, but my singing voice is not for the public.
No one needs to hear that.
I'd probably agree with that. So anyway, welcome along. Thank you very much. We are live on both Facebook and our Twitter page. Double check that we definitely are. So, yes, hello, everybody. If you are there, then you can join in because you can do things like this. Hi, Tom.
Oh,
Tom says, evening, gents. Someone is watching. Tom Sherritt's here. He's saying hello. We're saying hello back. If you have got a comment to make about any of the signings that we've made or haven't made today, or any of the other transfer news from around League One and the wider football world, then be my guest. Pop a comment and we will be able to see it, whether it's on Twitter or on Facebook. And if you've got questions, then we can put those in. We have got a couple of questions, haven't we, Danny, that are coming from our Slack channel Patreon people. Yes, we have. That's Daddy's cue to actually do some work.
I've got some breaking news.
Oh.
Received James Hennigan has slid into my DMs just to inform us he is actually watching, Charles.
Lovely. It's nice. Well, he'll be on in about 20 minutes or so. It's lovely. Look, first of all, we just want to clear one thing up. So this wasn't my idea. This was definitely Neil's. Neil said at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, it's deadline day. We should all wear something yellow. So here we are.
Hold on. It was Danny.
Oh, was it Danny?
No,
that's even worse. That's even worse because Danny hasn't got anything yellow at all.
That, but I actually have got something yellow, Charles, and I'm going to bring it up. It's pretty heavy.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm scared.
How's that?
So
that's my deadline day melon.
You've got lovely melons.
Love it.
It's just one.
Absolutely love it. So yeah.
Goaten accident.
So we've all suited up for this very special occasion. And we are all here ready and waiting for any news to come out of Six Fields or anywhere else today. We've all got our brews ready as well. Keith,
that's not gin, Charles.
It's not gin. No, it's actually empty.
Look at that. Gin on a Monday.
I know, that'd be a bit too much. So anyway, we've got some people watching. Mike Fuller is saying hello. He's excited because this is like a night out.
I feel sad for what Mike Fuller's night out would be like.
It would be good, wouldn't it? My mate Mike is here. I'm just here to see how the bigger teams do things. Well, Bolton have made a couple of signings today, so I don't know why you're calling us a bigger team. We're that tin pot. We can't sign anyone on deadline day.
Ooh. It's because Chioso chose us over Bolton, didn't he? So.
Yeah, he did. You're right.
I need Dave.
Absolutely.
He's a snap.
I'm just doing this because to show Michael that I do drink out of his cups. Who else we got? Mark Tucker's in the chat. Have we signed a groundsman today? It's harsh.
I think it's a pitch we need, a new pitch. I think the groundsman's fine. I think we need a new pitch.
Yeah. Could have done with a bit of time over the summer to relay it, I think, was the thing, and that just wasn't there. Who else have we got in the chat? Josh is here. Still nervous that Caleb is going to leave us at the end of his contract. He's got another year, hasn't he?
Yeah, but it's one of them youth contracts, isn't it? There's ways out of it and stuff, I think.
There's ways out of all contracts, Neil.
Yeah, just don't turn up.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't turn up. Craig West, patron supporter, get Jeffy. Jeffy's not here.
Yeah, there's been rumours going around all day about Jeffy, actually.
Has there?
About, moving to a different podcast.
Oh, no.
We'll have to ask Henners about that one, see what he knows, because we haven't got time to bring anyone else in.
No.
She does go. So.
No, absolutely not.
She's very busy, isn't she, as a teacher, and she is overloaded with work at the moment.
Key worker hero, absolutely. Yep. Tara's in the chat. I've tried to say, is that a lime or lemon? Oh,
melon or lemon. Oh,
that sounds like a good game to play, by the way, melon or lemon. That can replace name that bench.
Absolutely.
Melon or lemon. What was that song that was lemon and melon? You couldn't figure out what it was.
Have you ever played that game? I'm not sure this is safe for a Facebook Live, but have you ever played that game, Ball or No Ball?
Ball or No Ball?
Or Cock or Ball, that's it.
Is that the Noel Edmonds game show that never got made?
I don't, what Noel does in his spare time.
Probably Keith Chegwin, actually. Oh, okay.
Is he dead?
Cheggers, isn't he?
Is he? Oh,
I think so. I'd be careful, because the whole of celebrity is dead, according to Danny. He kills them off at random intervals. It's terrible. So, boys, let's start off before we get our first guest, because we've got about 10 minutes before Henners gets here, if he does. I have just seen another message from him. Sorry, James. What have you made of today? It's been a bit boring for us Cobblers fans, hasn't it?
We kind of expected it, didn't we? It's rare we have anything. We were talking about it earlier on WhatsApp, weren't we? It's rare we have anything exciting on deadline day, really. We seem to have
this,
done...
There's this. This is exciting.
Like I said, it's rare there's anything exciting on deadline day. I think we seem to have sort of done our little bits of business before lastminute.com, haven't we?
Yeah, and we tend to do that a lot, though, don't we? We were talking, weren't we, in the WhatsApp group, we were trying to remember previous deadline days, which did cause a bit of excitement. And Danny, was it you that mentioned that there was a double swoop back in?
Swoop.
Back in the glory days of a long while ago.
Was it
Alan Connell, I think.
Alan Connell and Emil Sinclair. I mean, that was only exciting because it was literally they're in the club shop waiting above the club shop, like right on the deadline. I think that's the only time it's ever happened where we've had someone just and it's ticking down towards the actual time.
If anything, that's a case in point why we don't do that.
Well, you know, Carl ain't going to do that anyway, is he? Like Keith Curl's not the type of manager to go and panic buy at the last second, unless he's got somebody in the cupboard that we don't know about.
Didn't the good doctor, he signed on late on deadline day, didn't he?
Potentially, yeah. That was a great one.
I'm sure he did. Yeah, I'm sure he signed like really late in the day.
Sorry, Mark Johnson, Patreon supporter. I think the best bit of business this month has been keeping hold of Joe Nuttall.
he's been an integral part of the team this year, hasn't he? So it's important.
Yeah, great snowman, by the way, Mark, as well.
Absolutely, yeah. He's got a fabulous snowman as his profile picture.
There is, isn't there some rumours knocking around of one on the way out, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. We're hoping that James will give us a bit more info on that. Bear in mind that if you're listening on the podcast, you'll already know. But if you're watching live, which there are lots of you doing, which is lovely, then hopefully we'll have a little bit of maybe not an exclusive, because if it's not announced, then we won't know the thing. But I don't know. Maybe we can work it out. Should we just throw names at James and just see which one he sort of winks at us at?
What he reacts to, yeah.
Yeah, and just do it that way. I've got a bad memory for you guys from Mike Fuller. Two words, Marvin Sordell.
I kind of give him a bit of a let off because he would clearly, mentally, he clearly wasn't in the right state of mind and the right place, was he? And he's since retired and he's had his struggles and stuff. I think we should never have signed him, really. I'm trying to be nice to him, but yeah, I mean, Tara's right in the chat. He was 11.
Do you know, though, that first game that he played, was it Colchester and did we get spanked?
You'd have to narrow it down, Charles.
Oh, I don't. I've got a feeling that we played Colchester in Marvin Sordell's first game for us, and actually he didn't look too terrible. I seem to remember he looked like he was just lacking a lot of match sharpness, and there was at least one chance that he had quite early on, which he was essentially one on one, and it just got away from him. But that then pretty much was the best thing that he did for his whole Cobblers career then. Unfortunately.
Well, let's hope it's not the same as Ryan Edmondson missing that one-on-one.
Oh, don't. I couldn't see it happen. No, Ryan Edmondson is on his way up, isn't he, in terms of his career.
He might not be.
No, don't do it. Don't do that.
He's gone from Leeds on loan to Cobblers. It doesn't seem like it's on the way up.
ask Mike Fuller. See what he thinks about
it. Mike Fuller have good insight into him, yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. Definitely. But yeah, we were thinking there were a couple of others, weren't there? I'm trying to think. Was Sean Harrod a deadline day deal for Samo?
I don't know. I think he
was definitely a January.
Late, wasn't it? Pretty sure it was
late. Definitely a January acquisition. Yeah. I think. That could have been better.
Yeah, it's the thing that you kind of get to this point where you're either a manager who goes out right to the end and says, I need to get someone in, or you're someone like Curley who thinks, I'm just going to get it done, and then shut the door and go home. And he's not a wheeler dealer, is he? He's just like, I want an evening, and I want to catch EastEnders tonight. I'm not going to bother.
He doesn't watch EastEnders.
Yeah, he does. I bet he does. Nah. But he sits there with his Bovril and...
Nah, he's just watching back copies of Little House on the Prairie. Back when TV was good.
did you say I've got him down as a Corrie fan more than the EastEnders?
I don't think he's into his soaps. I don't think he'd accept it. You know,
accept it.
But soaps are consistent, aren't they? They're like they're on all the time, and they're like there, and you know it's going to be on at a certain time. I feel like he's that kind of guy.
He strikes me also as someone that would enjoy a good episode of Tomorrow's World. I could see that.
Don't we all enjoy a good episode of Tomorrow's World? Kids watching this won't have a clue what we're talking about.
Tomorrow's World?
What's that?
Until nothing's happening.
Talk about Blue Peter.
I've noticed that there's been some other deals going around, obviously, within League One and, you know, other divisions as well. I mean, for instance, Liverpool today signed Preston North End defender Ben Davies. And ironically, it turns out that Ben Davies had a £30,000 move and 3-year deal agreed with Fleetwood for the summer. The summer Alex Neil came in, as Simon Grayson didn't want him. So, and Neil decided to take a look at him and kept him. So he could have played for Fleetwood, and instead he's now playing for Liverpool.
It's interesting. I read a quote. I don't know from Liverpool it was, but it was essentially saying that if we were in normal times, we wouldn't be looking at a Preston defender. And I was like, it's not the best thing to say, considering you've just signed him.
Harsh. That's very, very harsh, isn't it?
But that kind of thing, it's baffling as well. That they're that huge club and they're leaving it till the end of the deadline to say to sign a Preston defender. It's like, what have you been doing all this time? It makes sense.
Great comment on the Slack channel just now, by the way.
Is that what that noise was?
Yep. someone says that Danny looks like a default Football Manager picture.
As long as no one pops it. I'd love it if someone now popped up saying that Neil looks like a regen.
a re-something, but probably not regen.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. No, there were quite a few rumours going around. One of them about this Liverpool thing was that Ben Tozer might have been considered by Liverpool. I mean, flabbergasted. I know he had a cracking game, didn't he? Cheltenham played Man City the other week in the FA Cup. I thought he played really well. He had that amazing clearance off the line that was really, really, really good and talked about a lot. But I don't think he necessarily was, well,
Where have you read this?
That was on Twitter.
Who from?
EFL Transfer Hub or...
Yeah, have you been reeled in by some dodgy Twitter account?
No. I don't think it was, though. It was a proper person, and I replied to it. I think it was...
Take a moment, Charles. You're suggesting that Liverpool potentially were interested in Ben Tozer.
I'm just telling you that was the rumour that I read, yeah. And it wasn't... It was...
Had you been on the gin?
It was Edward, who is the Burton fan and the lower league football expert.
The Burton fan.
We had him on the preview, Danny. There he is. Yeah. He's in. He made it up.
Well,
rubbish.
Shock.
Rubbish. I loved it.
What a surprise.
I loved it. I loved it.
I heard they're trying to grab Richard Hope at the last minute as well.
Everybody's after.
Hey, we should send Keane Boulder up there.
Why? We need him for our defence. Alan Sheehan's not fit.
Oh, good point, yeah.
Get the horse up there.
Don't do that. it's one of those. I genuinely think that had some of these things that have happened over this window have been a little bit odd, I think, in terms of you've got with us, for instance, when we had the fans forum, Kelvin sort of talking a lot about how there isn't that much money going to be around at the moment because of COVID and all this, that and the other. And yet Burton have signed about 20 players this window.
They've thrown a bit of money at it, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, granted.
Jimmy Floyd won't know their names, though.
No. He'll barely know their numbers. They're brand new.
Signed number 21 and 23.
Yeah. They've all just come in order and therefore got a squad number. What's the latest squad number that we've got? Where are we up to? 37. Right. Thanks.
Just grab a bib on the way in.
Oh, dear. But yeah, I do think that... I don't know. I'm fairly happy with our business for this window, even when you compare it to others. I know some people are going to be very much sort of saying that, well, we've done nothing today and today's been a boring day and it's rubbish. But essentially... If you're scrabbling around at the last minute, you're not necessarily going to be getting the players that were your number one targets, are you? And therefore, are you really going to get a fabulous, you know, signing there for your club at that point? We've heard Keith talk before, haven't we, about how January just isn't really the right place or time, I should say, to be signing players. And I think he's right.
Smacks a little bit, doesn't it, of poor planning. If you're sort of rushing on the last day just to try and almost get anyone through the door to help you out and stuff, then just smack a little bit of you failed to get your main targets and you just got to that desperation point and end up signing Emil Sinclair and Alan Connell.
It's true. It is true.
I want one in. I still want one. Come on, get him in.
Yeah, we're saying this now, suddenly there'll be breaking news when Hennessy... There'll be breaking news. Actually, there's three coming in.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, when you're eating a roast and you're kind of pretty much full, and there's some Yorkshire puddings at the other end of the table, and you're like, you look at them and think, oh, I could, oh, just one more, go on. Just one more. And someone comes in and grabs it, and you're like, oh, yeah, no, I would have fancied that. That's kind of how I feel today. I'm satisfied and I'm full with my signings, but there's always that one Yorkshire pudding at the end.
Oh, it's a strange way of talking about Marvin Sordell, isn't it? That's not very nice.
He does Yorkshire pudding, doesn't he? So
he enjoys the Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Loves the Yorkshire pudding. Very quick. We've just had this question come up on the chat. Danny, I think you told us this potential situation was happening. Has it happened yet? Mark Foreman asking, have Wimbledon appointed the Chelsea women's manager?
I don't think so yet, from what I've seen. I know it was all up in the air. It's all maybes. They'll look. I saw a rumour about Alan Pardew as well there at some point. So, but definitely be an interesting one if she does go there, because she's got a heck of a record. I think she's 20-odd games unbeaten for Chelsea women. So, and it'll put the cat amongst the pigeons a little bit in terms of
time, isn't it?
Breaking the mold a bit, won't it? So,
I think so.
I think you've got. Yeah, it's got to be a point where someone just goes and does it. It's like anything, like any of these things. You just got to take a chance and go for it. Because there's no difference in management skills, is there? Based on gender or anything. So just get her in.
Get her in.
I mean, the other part of it is she wants to win another league with Chelsea. So it's pretty much a decision for her as well. So
absolutely. Well, look, seeing as you don't know the answer to things that are actually there, let's get a proper journalist in. Hi, James. How are you?
Hey. How are you doing, guys?
Good, thank you very much. First things first, happy birthday. We won't sing, I promise.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. First of all, I mean, what have you made of the signings that Curl's made over the whole of January?
I think you have to say it's been a good month. I think the only thing you really want from a January transfer window is to come out of it stronger than you went into it. And I think you can say for sure Northampton are coming out of it stronger, both in terms of outgoings and incomings. And I think we all agree that the squad just needed a bit of freshening up, didn't it? It just felt needed an injection of quality and some different options, obviously some pace everyone was crying out for. And I think he's done that. I think you're always a bit wary when you sign loan players, only loan players. But I think they're all hungry players, all got a point to prove. They're all just at various stages of their career. You look at someone like Bryn Morris or Mikel Neller, you know, they just want to play games and they want to prove a point to their parent clubs. Edmondson is trying to forge a career for himself, and Kiosa obviously had a great loan spell at Bolton, and he wants to continue that at Northampton. So you look at those individually and you say that on paper they're four really good signings that all give teams something a little bit different, something a little bit of variation, pace, something, a threat from out wide. Edmondson, obviously, you know, he's only had two games and we're not going to judge him on that. But I think he's shown glimpses in those games. I really like Bryn Morris. I think he's just the player they've been lacking in midfield. A player that's got to knit it all together, if you like, to get on the ball, keep things moving. I think all in all, I think it's been a good month so far.
What do you make of the outgoings? I mean, you can't really be surprised at the likes of Joe Martin and Chris Lyons, I suppose, but Nicky Adams was a bit of a, not necessarily a massive shock, but it was a little bit surprising. Club captain's gone.
Yeah, I would agree. I didn't expect that. I wasn't aware of anything to do with Nicky Adams when we came into January. It was a little bit out of the blue, to be honest. But sort of in retrospect, when you think back, you think actually it did make sense. You know, he wasn't playing a great deal. He hasn't played in League One for a long time. And we all know Nicky's situation with his family and, you know, living up north, and it just sort of made sense, really. You know, he left with the best wishes of everyone, you know, obviously the club, fans. And I think in Kiosa, he's not a direct like-for-like replacement, but I think they get something a little bit different out of him, but a bit more of an athlete, if you like, at wing-back. No disrespect to Nicky.
I'll tell him you said that.
But, you know, he's a great lad, Nicky, and you know, I really hope he smashes it at Oldham and he ends his career on a high because he deserves it. But yeah, otherwise, I think the outgoings were as expected, as you say. I think Smith, if you had said to me sort of in December that Smith would leave in January, I would have been sort of start of December, I would have been very surprised. But he sort of fell away, didn't he? He had that scoring run, Rochdale and Burton, and then he struggled. And I think with Rose and Ashley Sill forming a bit of a partnership and Edmondson coming in and Miller can also play up top, I think, yeah, I kind of think that made sense as well, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that's it, isn't it? I mean, with the Harry Smith situation, is one of those. I think he's such a confidence player. We've talked about that a lot, haven't we? And he ran out of confidence, essentially. It was just the end of it for him. And I mean, it's that thing where he's got that year left on his contract with us. I mean, do you think that if he scores some goals for, you know, Motherwell up there, that he might be seen in Curl's plans? Or will it rely on which division we're in, do you think?
When we asked him that question, we asked him, you know, is he still got a future at the club? And he didn't give the most reassuring answer. You know what Curl's like. He has this sort of unique way of speaking, so you can't read too much into it. But yeah, I'd be surprised if he's still at the club next season. It's just my personal opinion. There's no inside info there. I just think, you know, I like Smith. I think he's a good guy. He's had some difficult times off the pitch. I think there's a player in there. There's definitely a player in there. But yeah, unless he has an amazing time, even if he has a great time at Motherwell, I think there'll be plenty of interest in him in the summer, and I can definitely see him. Yeah, like I said, I think I'd be surprised if he's still at the club next season. It's nothing against him. I just think it just feels the right time, potentially.
Yeah, it's one of those, isn't it, where you just kind of look at it, because there were rumours around that there were other League One clubs interested in buying him, let alone loaning him.
Rovers were very keen.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, that was quite surprising because I don't really see, you know, the type of football that any of those teams really play suiting Harry Smith's game, including us, by the way. I don't think we suit his game, and I think that's possibly why he's struggled a little bit, especially of recent times. We have had a question come in on our Patreon channel for you, James, which is to simply say, is Henners looking forward to a trip to Blackpool tomorrow, only to see it called off again?
Yes, I've looked at the forecast, and I'm going to leave it until the last possible minute until I get to Blackpool, because I'm not. Literally, when last Tuesday before last, I drove past the sign, "Welcome to Blackpool," and I'd been waiting all the way up there. I'd been waiting for the phone call, the text to say game off. And as soon as I saw the sign, literally got the phone call and said game off. Straight back again.
It's just one of those, isn't it? I mean, it's such an annoying thing. I mean, I said to these guys earlier on our WhatsApp that, and slight dig at the club here, but, fans have been sort of saying, it's taking so long. They leave it till the last minute to announce a game's postponed.
Yeah.
But we'll announce that that's the end of the transfer deadline for us at with 12 hours remaining. And you're just like, oh, you've done that the wrong way round. Keep us booked for one thing, but let us off. Yeah, let us off at least you guys with the travelling and stuff for the games. It just doesn't seem too fair.
Yeah.
But it's one of those. I mean, do you think it's going to be on tomorrow? I've got a sneaking suspicion it will be.
Yeah, I think it'll be on. I think forecast overnight isn't great, but I think tomorrow it's sort of showers instead of rain all day, whereas when we went up there 2 weeks ago, it was just constant rain, heavy rain all day on the Tuesday. So I think it'll probably be on tomorrow.
Good stuff. And now you did just sort of half an hour ago put out there the feelings that there might be somebody leaving.
Well, you might bring this up.
Well, you know, there's a podcast that we're recording here for Tuesday. It's not, nobody else is here now. It's just us. So who is it?
I'm not quite sure I can say it. To say it would send shockwaves across the footballing world might be a little bit of an overstatement. It's not an overly surprising one. I think that if it does happen, the club he's going to might surprise a few, just in terms of where they are in relation to Northampton. But the player himself, it won't be a shocking one. He hasn't played much at all lately. And I think there were a few rumours early in the month as well, last month now, I guess. It's not a shocking one. No, you're not going to be crying or going to bed shedding any tears.
He just hasn't played. It's going to be an awkward one if he stays and then you have to interview him.
Yeah, Yeah, I might have to. It's just because he hasn't played. That's it. He just hasn't been involved at all.
It's so from that, then we can all take it that it is a he. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we play a game of 20 questions, Neil?
I was just trying to connect the dots, and I've failed miserably. So I genuinely can't even think who it might be.
My one question, which I think won't give it away, or hopefully won't put you in a tough spot with it. But if you look at the players that have left, Chris Lines, Nicky Adams, Joe Martin, those are all over 30.
Yeah.
Is that the same case here?
You know how old he is.
You don't know how old he is?
I don't think he's over 30. I'm pretty sure he's not over 30.
Oh, is he? Mm. Oh.
That's my guess gone, then.
Well, that's my guess gone. Yeah.
I guess it must be Mark Marshall, yeah. I'll just have a look at the squad. It's got to be.
He's over 33.
Henders is trying not to laugh.
My natural face.
He's 33. That's what made me not guess him.
As long as it's not Caleb, I don't think anybody's going to have an issue.
No, don't worry. You're going to have to worry about on that front.
Harriman, I'm going to be furious.
Only because you haven't signed the contract. You don't want to. Well, look, thanks very much, James. Thanks for coming on and sparing us 10 minutes on your birthday of all days.
It's been an exciting birthday in lockdown.
I'm sure it is. You can go and have, well, I was going to say, can you go and have a beer? You're still on the clock, technically, until like 11 o'clock or 11:01.
Well, yeah, I'm waiting for a message now. Hopefully any minute to come through. So if it does, I'll be straight on Twitter. So.
Fabulous stuff. Well, look, thanks very much, James. Pleasure speaking to you as always. Yeah, speak to you again no soon.
Worries, guys. Have a good one. Care.
See you now. Yeah, bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Lovely stuff. Good to have James on the pod there. Fabulous to have him in. And some breaking news there that James, he's still there in the studio, you see. I can see this. And I'll just make up something that he definitely didn't say. So, I don't know. There we go. He's gone now. Now he doesn't know what we're saying about him, Neil. You can talk to your heart's content.
He's just messaged me saying it's Sam Hoskins.
He said he's not been playing much recently. Come on.
Well, you could argue.
I've just got a fax through, actually, Charles.
Have you? Yeah. Checking your fax?
This is breaking news. Okay. It's my fax.
What size is your fax machine?
Oh, no, I've just got very big hands. Someone's put a transfer offer in for one of my chickens, so I might have to pop off in a minute.
What? You can't let the chickens go.
But it's only one of them. What? It's a big money. I've got to consider it because it's.
Is it KFC?
No, it's not. Quick,
Mando's on the phone.
They're trying to do a swap deal for KFC Keller. The old top keeper. What do you think? Should we put it down to the Facebook chat as to whether I should accept this offer? It's 500 grand.
For a chicken?
A chicken, yeah.
How many eggs has he laid in the last season?
He can play wing back, don't we?
Lovely.
David Nugent has signed for Tranmere.
No. Me too.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring this up because it's terrible. Mark Foreman says you're clucking joking, Danny. Well done.
Keep him coming.
Dear, please don't. Missaloo, that's a good shout. Daniel Darwood's suggestion of Missaloo could be the one that is on his way out.
I think we'll find out before we go.
He
ran around. I love that, Danny. He ran around a lot, didn't he?
He did run around a lot. You're right.
He looked good in pre-season.
His showreel was good, wasn't it? Showreel, Danny. Was he the one that started it all?
I don't know.
He's quite young, isn't he? He's 20.
Well, this is the showreel that had long passes, which was essentially just him booting it as far as he can. They weren't passes.
He had some crunching tackles in there as well, didn't he? I was quite excited about that. I mean, I remember I loved him for about the first game or so. And then he just...
Was that all it was? Just one game?
It's a short-lived romance with Miss Alou.
Marcus Maddison signed for Bolton.
Has he signed for Bolton?
Yeah.
See, I think that's an incredible signing for a League Two team.
I think he's a bit of a bad egg, shall we say.
It's a bit of a...
He's carrying on the chicken vibe.
Might be on your T-shirt, Neil, what he is.
It might, yeah, it might go.
Don't do it. Not yet.
I'll just want to get naked yet.
Nope, not yet. Later. I've told you that.
That's past the watershed.
That's well, yes, but this is the we've got to wait for the window to slam shut before you can do anything like that. Still to come, we've got Gabriel Sutton coming on. He's going to be giving us an outsider's opinion on Keith Curl's business in January. And of course, there's the business that has gone elsewhere today. Should we have a quick chat about the rest of the what's been going on in League One today and whether you're at all worried by it, guys? I mentioned before when James was here that Burton have signed a number of players over the course of this window. Three more in today. Terry Taylor for a fee. He's a youngster, I think, from Wolves. Plays in midfield.
Terry Taylor.
What a name.
Well, Josh Allen. Youngster's name, does it?
No, it doesn't. Sounds like one of those like really old names like that somebody's brought back for a joke.
Definitely a 90s wrestler.
or a championship manager regen name.
Yeah, I like that. Josh Earle, who's a centre-back, I think, has come in loan from Preston. And the most interesting signing that Burton have made is one Ryan Broom, on loan from Posh. Obviously played against us for Cheltenham in the playoffs. Was it Cheltenham or was it Exeter? Yeah, Cheltenham. These massive wins all blur into one after a while, don't they, guys? But yeah, I mean, he signed for Posh and everybody kind of thought, oh, that's a good signing. He's done well there. But actually, he's not really done anything in League One at all with Peterborough this season. So, Burton, a good signing, do you think, for him?
I don't know. I don't know about the other two. Ryan Broom, on the face of it, seems an all right signing. You question he's not doing it at Peterborough. Burton are in the same league, obviously. That's the Peterborough way, isn't it? Sign pretty much everybody. And then gradually they release a load of players back down the league as such. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, the good thing with Burton is Jimmy Floyd's in charge, so I'm not too concerned, whoever they sign, really.
Yeah. That's the style of play thing as well with Jimmy. Is he really going to fit into that? How Jimmy plays football? Does he play football? He doesn't, does he? So it just stinks of desperation, the Burton stuff. They'll probably come back and bite me on the arse, but it just stinks of just like, you've got to bed them all in. You've got to play Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. When are you going to have time to bed all these players in? It's just...
Bed them in.
Bed them in. Hold on. Bed.
Here we go. By the way, while Daddy just corrects his mug, if you would like to be in with a chance of winning your very own, get him in. It's all cobblers to me mug. Oh, yes. Then, Danny, what do people need to do? Because it's you that's running the competition.
Is it?
Yes.
They need to, if like the Facebook page or the Twitter, no, Facebook stream or the Twitter stream, and I'll write down names and I'll do a little spinny thing to pick a winner.
And there you go. So, and we're going to do the winner by the end of the pod?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's Danny going to be quiet for the next 20 minutes, probably. Lovely stuff. Some breaking news here. We've got, I say breaking, it's not really, it's breaking to me. Terry Angus's son, hello, Stu, has gone from Barrow to Wrexham. That's a good one. Oh, I didn't know about this one. Mike Fuller, Regan Paul has joined Lincoln. That is unexpected.
So he went from MK Dons to Lincoln, didn't he? And I read about an hour ago that, MK Dons were leading the chase for Will Grigg.
Yeah, well, this morning, I think Shrewsbury basically announced that they were out of the running for signing Will Grigg and that the favourite was supposed to be MK. I mean, he's not exactly very good now, though, is he?
He's an expensive player for this level, isn't he?
Well, yeah, just ask Sunderland.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And Richard Hill. Ask Richard Hill about it. You'll find out how expensive he was then. Who else have we got here? Fraser Hornby. He signed on loan at Aberdeen from, is it St. Wren? Is that how you say it? St. Wren or just Wren? In the French Ligue 1. He's gone there. So he's gone to join up with Ash Taylor. Unlucky. question here from Jake. So this is Jake from Lincoln, our Lincoln fan that came on the previous show a couple of weeks ago. What did we make of Regan Poole when we had him? Well, we had him on loan from Man United, didn't we? Was it season long loan, wasn't it?
I think the fact he was from Man United probably clouded a few people's judgment on him. He was solid enough, wasn't he? But he was never one that I thought, oh, we must keep him. I think he's solid for League One. Whether he's, and I know Lincoln are pushing for Championship, aren't they? I mean, maybe he's improved since he left us, but I wouldn't say he's Championship ready. But he can play and he's a good defender.
Yeah. I mean, didn't he come into us as a midfielder, though?
I don't know who was in charge at that point.
Good question. Don't know. Yeah. He might have been Justin.
Maybe.
Justin brought him in.
I think my only thing I seem to remember with Regan Poole was that he seemed to get a bit distracted at times. Not distracted, that's probably the wrong term, but he seemed to switch off occasionally and had the odd lapse here or there. But I think, I don't know, it was a strange one. And when I saw that he went from MK to Lincoln, I did think that was a bit of a strange one for Lincoln.
There you go. Joe Bunny has also signed for Grimsby today. Thanks to Ethan from Colas Past for letting us know that. He'd only recently signed for a non-league side, I think.
Hartlepool or something, was it?
Yeah, I think so. So he's gone from there straight back in.
They're talking about, I don't know if they ended the season, did they, or not non-league, some of the non-league.
They haven't decided, have they?
But there's probably things going on with a few players. They've just gone from one contract to another, and then so obviously getting into the league is probably a good thing for him.
Yeah. Well, look, while you're going to go and like this post, whether you're on Twitter or on Facebook, to be in with the chance of winning your own It's All Cobblers to Me mug with the word, get him in on it. Yep. I think this is quite apt. Let's get him in. Hi, Gabriel.
Hiya, how are you, Charles?
I'm good, thank you very much, mate. Welcome to It's All Cobblers to Me. Thank you for joining us. Have you had a good transfer deadline day?
I don't know if I've had a good or bad transfer deadline day. I think it's been pretty indifferent.
One of those, isn't it? I think, yeah. I mean, we've had a boring transfer deadline day, to be honest, because nothing's happened. Everybody else has gone and made signings, and we've just sat here going and twiddling our thumbs, essentially. Look, I wanted to get you on because I wanted to sort of, first of all, get you on, just sort of say thank you very much. I know I've come on to your show a couple of times this season already, and I just thought, time for you to return the favour. But secondly, I thought it'd be nice to get an outside opinion on what business Keith Curl's done in this January transfer window. And maybe a little bit before that as well, because obviously we did bring in both, Alan Sheehan's contract was extended and Lloyd Jones came in on a free back in December. So in all, I think we ended up making around about six signings in the end, if you include those. I mean, what have you thought of the Cobblers transfer activity this year?
Well, the two ones that stand out to me are Peter Chiosso and Bryn Morris. I'm a big fan of Chiosso. I thought he did pretty well at Bolton last season. Probably going to suit him quite well playing as a wing back rather than as a right back in a back four, because as Bolton fans will tell you, maybe his defensive side of his game isn't that great. But I think the way that Northampton set up, you can kind of make allowances for that because there's that rigidity in midfield. So I think that having someone with that athleticism to get from the defensive third to the final third quickly could be pretty handy given, let's be honest, you're going to be under pressure in a lot of games this season. So I think that's quite a big plus. And of course, Bryn Morris has quite a decent amount of experience. He's been part of a Portsmouth squad that's been competing for promotion, probably hasn't played as much of it as he'd liked. Part of a Wickham side that stayed up, and of course played for Shrewsbury when they came very close to winning promotion to the Championship in 17-18. So he's someone who's been around the block in League One, which I think, you know, given where you are at the moment, I don't think that's something to turn your nose up, as it were. Solid midfielder. So I think Chiesa and Bryn Morris are the two ones that stand out.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much who we go for as well. I mean, we love a bit of Uncle Bryn, don't we, Neil? You especially do.
He's one of them players, isn't he? He's like the least Keith Curl-like player you'd ever realise, because he's so comfortable on the ball and he can pick a nice pass. And I think James, didn't he, from the Cron, said that he just sort of glues it all together nicely. And he's just the sort of footballer that I love. He can play the game, which makes a nice change from lumping it as high in the air as possible.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely changed, haven't we, formation, or maybe not formation, but tactics ever so slightly. We've gone less hoofball since we've made these signings, which is nice to see. But I think the worry for me is that we've also seen the teams around us strengthening as well. I mean, what have you made of today's sort of action for Burton, Gab? Anything spring to mind, or you know, are you maybe thinking that they've got to give themselves a chance now?
Yeah, I mean, I think Burton have made some good signings. Josh Earle obviously played at Championship level before Ryan Broom. I know they were after him a couple of years ago from Cheltenham, so he's certainly very athletic. Charles Burnham, who I think was again, Johnny Smith and Tom Hamer, good signings from Oldham. So I think they've made good signings, Burton, but they have got quite a lot to catch up on, as it were, with sort of 7 points off yourselves and having played a game more. I think Swindon, not necessarily on deadline day, but sort of generally speaking, I think they've probably improved their squad this month. But there's a lot of question marks there over the managerial situation. Wimbledon, of course, have changed their manager and haven't really gone for, I suppose they've got George Dobson in, but haven't really gone for proven players as such apart from that. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think Shrewsbury are probably, they're going to be fine now because of the form they've been in under Steve Cottrell. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But on the whole, I think a couple of decent positions for Northampton. Yeah, Burton have strengthened, but I'm not quite sure if they're going to be able to close that gap enough.
Fair enough. I mean, that's good news for us. Obviously, you do a prediction at the start of every season, and then you do go and have a look at it when we're halfway through, which is now, and make any revisions, or at least look at how badly or how rightly you got them, those predictions. What are you thinking with us? Because you did have us down at the start of the season, and it's absolutely fine, that you had us down as relegation candidates. Yeah. I don't think you had us bottom. I think you had us in the bottom four.
Yes.
But, yeah. I mean, do you think that that's still the most likely thing for us, or can you see us maybe escaping it?
It's a funny one with Northampton, because I think there's certain times in the season where I think your whole fan base would almost think this, that like the Oxford game, for example. I think everyone was saying after Oxford, it's a complete disaster, we're going down, get Curl out and we'll rebuild in League Two. And then since then, you've had a couple of half-decent results, draw against Sunderland, you beat Gillingham, and you know, a couple of good results, drew with Fleetwood, I think. I don't think you've lost many games since then. So that sort of, you've solidified a little bit, and now things are looking a little bit up, a couple of decent signings. So, I mean, I'm not naive enough to say that you're on a run now and you're going to absolutely pull away from it, because I don't think that's going to be the nature of Northampton's season. You've mentioned that you've maybe not been being as defensive as you have been for parts of this season, and certainly that's positive, although I know it has been very, very much battening down the hatches and hasn't always been fun to watch. I think between now and the end of the season, you're going to be kind of teetering on the brink. Have a good couple of weeks and you might get up to 19th, and then a bad couple of weeks and go down to 22nd. But I'd be surprised if you finished either side of any of those four places.
Okay. I mean, that sounds like, but I'm going to take positive out of that. I'm gonna do it. I mean, I wasn't one of those people writing a blog though, was I, Danny? After the Oxford game, unlike some.
What are you talking about?
curl out is what I was talking about there, Danny. You terrible person. but yeah, no, look, thanks very much, Gab. It's been great having you on. Thanks for just coming on and giving us your opinion. I mean, if there would be one position for the Cobblers that you would have said that we needed to strengthen in that perhaps we didn't,
is there one? That's a really interesting one. I'm just going to have, I think in terms of the system, it tends to make centre-back look pretty good. So Jean Bolger probably wasn't someone that Michael Appleton wanted at Lincoln because he can't play it from the back. But I think in a Northampton side, he's done pretty well. Even Fraser Horsfall, I guess, like had some good games, even though he's stepping up from a Macclesfield side that were struggling last season. I think it'll be interesting to see whether you've got that kind of that out and out target man like you had for Dane Oliver last season, and obviously Harry Smith has gone. Ryan Edmondson, I'd be surprised if he plays that role, even because he's not got much senior experience. He's still only 19, so I'd be surprised if he's physically developed to be the target man. And Danny Rose, although he's surprisingly tall, surprisingly good in the air considering his size, whether he's going to do the same job that Dane Oliver did in the second half of last season, that remains to be seen. So I think that would be the interesting one for me, whether you've got that target man that can make that system work, that can kind of, you know, receive those aerial balls, hold it up and bring the other players into play. Because I think for parts of last season, you know, when you did go long to Dane Oliver, yes, parts of the game was dull, but actually I think when Oliver did hold it up, Adams was there last season, of course, and Sam Hoskins as well. There were sort of brief moments where maybe the football in that final third started to flow a little bit. And I think maybe sometimes the problem for you this season, partly the style of football, of course, but if you've not got that centre forward that can be that glue to sort of hold everything together, then you don't see the evidence of the football that maybe flows a bit more in that final third. And I think maybe that's part of what's held you back a little bit. So whether Rose or Benny Ashley Seal can really do that job, that remains to be seen for me. So yeah, that would be the one area that I'm not quite sure on. But having said that, in terms of the numbers of strikers you've certainly got a fair few there.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us, Gab. It's been a pleasure having you on. Hopefully see you again soon, and I'll be able to rub your face in the dirt after that prediction of yours completely gets falsified. Okay. But yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks very much. We'll see you again soon, Gab. Cheers for coming on.
Yeah, take care, folks. All the best.
Cheers. Bye now. Lovely stuff. That's Gab Sutton, who is one of the lower league specialists on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else.
I love Gab Sutton.
Go find. I do. I think it's great. I mean, he's still there, Neil. So you carry on praising him.
Well, I'm not really still there. I don't want him to get too big headed. He's knowledge, though, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Well.
I think he knows more about the Cobblers than we do sometimes.
Well, you can't argue that. The one thing I'd pick him up on, did say Fraser Horsfall's had a few good games, which shows that he hasn't watched us. Apart from that, his knowledge is, like, on Twitter and stuff, like, I don't know where he gets all his knowledge from. It's mad.
Well, he's just constantly watching lots of football, I suppose, and keeping an eye on what's going on. Doing more, doing what you do with the NFL, but with football. that's it. I want to ask you, because the last question that I ask out there about whether there's a position that you think we should have strengthened that we haven't, is there one for you?
Yeah. Two.
Two. Okay.
Yeah. If I can be greedy, I would have liked a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Who is our official number one goalkeeper rather than two goalkeepers who are all right, but it seems to interchange too often. I would have liked a proper number one and a proper number two. And also I would have liked and I think this was more needed than the goalkeeper, probably, a creative spark somewhere along the lines, a la Ricky Holmes, but someone that is more durable and more reliable that we could rely on a bit longer, because I know there was question marks over Ricky Holmes's fitness and stuff, which is understandable. So I just think we needed someone creative. It's all very well, I mean, Gab said himself, didn't he, we've got about 300 strikers, but if you're not creating chances for them, they're not going to score.
Yeah, you need somebody who's going to kind of pick the ball up and do something with it, do something, then like win a game out of nowhere kind of thing, don't we? I think that's what we're lacking, like somebody who's just going to grab the game by the balls and just go for it. And just, I mean, it's not the Curl way to have a player like that, but yeah, that's the Yorkshire pudding that I'm missing, I think.
Danny, are you hungry tonight?
A little bit, yeah. To be honest.
It shows.
The other guys that have, looking at it as a whole, everything's been an upgrade, isn't it? Every sign has been an upgrade. We've had like Sheehan upgrade on Martin for sure. Lloyd Jones even an upgrade on Rakic, but I think Neil would have been an upgrade on Rakic. Uncle Bryn definitely an upgrade on Lines. Edmondson probably an upgrade on Smith, just about. And then like Kyoso, better than Adams, I would think. Better long term investment. And then Mickey Miller coming in for Ricky Holmes. You can't really argue with any of it, really, from as a whole window. So yeah,
almost feels like the sort of thing that we should have done in the summer, doesn't it?
Mm.
Well, yeah, this is the thing, isn't it? It feels like. I wonder how many of these players that he's brought in now were maybe his number one targets back in the summer, who basically just weren't available for, reasons. I mean, Mikel Miller is a prime example of this. Obviously, he was at Hamilton and Rotherham bought him and quite clearly probably paid more money than we would have been able to. And it just so happens that he wasn't quite good enough for the Championship yet. And we've been able to then take him on loan. I mean, again, I think, was it Ryan Edmondson when he came in? He said that Curl's been a long-term admirer of him. Again, you wonder whether actually it was another thing where in the summer we asked about him and we wanted him, but Leeds just didn't want to let us have him at that point. But now, you know, halfway through a season, they're a little bit more happy to do so. I think for me, that probably sums up a little bit of what, you know, has happened at the Cobblers this season. It is just the fact that, look, I'm just going to, I've noticed it. I'm right. and there we go. Title of the pod, Charles is right. James Hennigan just says that three of Curl's January signings were first choice targets in the summer. So, you know, there you go. You kind of look at it and you just sort of see it and go, well, this is, hopefully now going to be more of what we need and what Curl was wanting us to be like. I don't think it helps. I don't think it's particularly great in terms of, you know, when you're a fan, you know, essentially we've had to put up with not the greatest thing football in the world for the last sort of 4 or 5 months.
But hey, look, we've got a chance now, haven't we?
Absolutely. And I think that's the thing, isn't it? Is that we make sure that we have a chance. Because at the end of the day, and we've said it all year, haven't we, the number one priority is just to stay up in this division. And now it looks like we've given ourselves a little bit more of a chance to do that. And plus, to do it with a little bit more entertainment along the way as well, possibly. The likes of Kyoso, Miller, as long as he hasn't done his hamstring for the whole season. You know, Bryn Morris, look fabulous.
I mean, Kyoso, on his debut, he was already, certainly second half, he was flying up and down that wing, wasn't he? And showing some nice attacking stuff at that. I don't know, he's there to defend, but modern day fullbacks, wingbacks, you need that, don't you? And best will in the world, he looks to be, you know, Sam Hoskins has played wingback a little bit here or there and stuff, but he looks to be a bit of an upgrade as in the final third on Sam Hoskins in terms of crossing and stuff. So it bodes really well, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just looking. I feel a bit like Jim White. My phone's just started beeping.
You look like Jim White.
Thanks, mate. I'll take that as a compliment.
Going on, I've got breaking news.
Do I want a cup of tea? Yes, please, love. Thanks very much. That'd be lovely. Right, no breaking news, I'm afraid. It's just whether I want a cup of tea or not. We've had a question through the Slack. Now, our Slack channel is available to our Patreon supporters. So if you go to patreon.com/cobblers2me, you can sign up for as little as £2 a month. And you basically just help support us making the podcast. You get a few bits of extra bonus material that not everybody gets to hear or see. And you also get access to our Slack channel, which is brilliant on a match day, I have to say. It's lovely to sit in there and have a chat with loads of other people who all have different...
It's a lot better than Twitter, isn't it?
A lot better than Twitter. Ooh. It's a very lovely, safe environment, yeah. I think, is the way to put it. But Mark Johnson, one of our Patreon members, has said this. Feel like it has to be asked, but do you think that Ricky might come back in a week or two if he hasn't found an alternative? Of course, we're talking about Ricky Holmes there. What do we think? Do you think that it's still likely that he might get that contract that Curl talked about when we basically released him?
I can't see it.
I think we've got to move on now.
Yeah, I think we would have done it. I think the comments Keith Curl made were pretty telling, I thought. I think it's difficult once that is out in the public domain. Of Keith Curl saying, look, go and sign somewhere else, basically. We're not giving you anything. It's difficult then to backtrack a little bit and stuff. And I wouldn't be surprised if Ricky Holmes, I mean, he's struggling to get signed up anywhere, isn't he? It won't surprise me that whether it's now or whether it's the summertime that he'll officially retire, I would expect.
I think that'd be a real shame, though, if he retires, having got himself back fit.
Yeah, it's not the same. I get the nostalgia. Is that the right word? I feel like I've said that wrong, but I've got it. Yeah, I get, and I get that, you know, looking at it through a little bit of sort of claret tinted glasses. He was fantastic in the first spell, wasn't he? He was brilliant. But he is not the same, and he doesn't look the same. He's lost a yard of what little pace he had, really. He was never the fastest, was he? He was a little bit tricky and stuff. He just doesn't seem confident in his own body, I don't think.
Yeah, I think if we were in League Two, then maybe we might have a little bit more to offer. But I think in a League One relegation scrap, especially how it is, even if we're in like mid-table League One and we're not in any danger of going down, you maybe give him a contract at the end of the season. But I just, as it is, I just don't think it's the right one for a relegation battle at the moment, really.
His problem as well is that he's not particularly versatile, is he? And he can't really play in numerous different positions, and Keith loves a player that can either play X, Y, or Z, and Ricky Holmes doesn't really bring that. I mean, that all said, if he was willing to sort of stay on a week-by-week contract or something, then he'd be worth having around in the squad, lob him on last 5 minutes if we need a spark and hope, basically. But he's not a long-term solution at all.
I think for me, he's that player, and you saw it in that first game, where he came on as a sub. I mean, okay, yes, we were all having to watch it on iFollow, but if we'd have been in the stand, you'd have felt that real lift in the stands, wouldn't you? And when, you know, just seeing him warming up along the touchline, it would have been a big confidence boost to all the fans in the stadium. And I just think that he's a type of player that could just give a team a bit of confidence. And it's, I can't remember where I heard this, but it's that thing where you have a player that is maybe, you know, it's the kind of player that draws the attention of the opposition defence, and then that allows other players to go and become free. And I get the feeling that that is the kind of thing that Ricky Holmes would bring to the Cobblers, is that actually he provides space for the likes of Miller and Edmondson and Sam Hoskins, just on the basis that because of his quality and his talent, defenders will be drawn to try and stop him. And yet that then just leaves one of our other players free to try and score.
Yeah, I don't know. If you look at it, though, if you look at Ricky Holmes or Mikael Miller, on the face of what we saw for however many minutes he played before he got injured, I'd take Mikael Miller.
Mm. Yeah, I see your point. I do, but why?
Well, I love Ricky Holmes, by the way. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love him. But I just think, I don't know, it just doesn't feel quite right.
I was just going to say, why can't you have both?
Because what happens if we needed someone in the Ricky Holmes slot in the squad that could cover a few different positions? He's a luxury. I think he would be a luxury, and I'm not sure it's a luxury we can necessarily afford at the moment.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's
leave me alone, Charles, right?
No, I will not leave you alone. Well, look, guys, if you've got a question, then put it out there. I will just literally put this out from Stuart Bailey, who just said earlier on, can you mention cancerdeadline.org, where fans and players donate to raise funds towards cancer research? You certainly can, Stuart. There you go. I'm sorry I didn't put it up straight away, but it is there. Please go and donate.
Cancerdeadlineday.org, I think that is as well.
Ah, okay, that's fine. Thank you very much. I'll hide that then. Cancerdeadlineday.org. Is that the right one? Because we will then pop it up in the chat. Hopefully that goes there. There we go. I've got it there.
Do that, yeah.
I think that I can hide that. Now, Danny, have you got everybody's names in a hat?
They're not in a hat, they're in a spinny wheel.
Oh, okay.
You haven't put our names in there, have you, Danny?
Are we not allowed?
You've already got one. So this is to win, and it's all cobblers to me. Get him in mug. There is only, well, there's only limited one edition, left. Limited edition, one of these.
Danny,
so if you want
share
one,
your screen, Danny.
Can you share your screen, Danny? Is there an option?
There is a share screen button.
Is there? Oh, down there, yeah. Hold on a minute.
Ooh, I've held off. Go.
You don't want to see what's on my screen.
I love it. Do I need to do this?
I don't think so. It's not letting me for some reason. No, it's not. I'll just spin it. Let me just spin it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, why don't you film it on your phone, Danny?
Oh, okay.
And then we can at least put it out so that people know that we're not cheating.
Put it out for free,
Anyway. Okay. Cool. I'm loving the fact that Hayden Spencer has just put on Twitter that he's just been scrolling by and he's seen your tie, Danny.
His what, sorry?
See, Hayden Spencer was scrolling by on his Twitter feed and he just saw your tie.
It's a rare thing for me to be wearing a tie, so it must have been such a, it's probably not the nicest thing to see at dinner time, but I'm going to be filming this on my phone. Here we go. Okay, now going to be spinning around.
That's exciting.
Here it comes.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited.
Stephen Clark is the winner.
Stephen Clark. Well done. Stevie Brilliant. Clark. You get yourself, and it's all cobblers to me, get him in the mug. All I need from you, Stephen, is for you to send us, whether you're watching on Twitter or on Facebook, just send us a private message. Let us know your address. Let me know your address, and then I will pop it in the post to you. And basically, that should be there for you in the not too distant future. And you too can drink gin.
Can they? I didn't think that was one of those things. One of only four people in the world to have one. That's
five. Five people. Oh, that would be one of only five.
Oh, Jeffy's got one.
Jeffy's got one. The three of us have got one. Jeffy's got one.
Just because she's gone on a date with a track, he's already written her off.
Oh dear. But yeah, you're right. There we go. Thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in, whether you've watched us on the live stream on Facebook or on Twitter, or if you've listened to the podcast. I'm sure by the time that the podcast comes out, James Hennigan will have told us who is actually leaving the Cobblers today on Transfer Deadline Day.
Put it in the chat now, James.
Put it in the chat now, James. Go on.
Get in, Hennigan.
No one will tell.
Just pop it in. Pop it in the chat. Nobody will know. Thank you very much. If you are watching and you've never listened to the podcast before, then go and subscribe. All you need to do is go to Apple Podcasts or maybe Spotify, or there's plenty of other podcast apps out there, and just find It's All Cobblers to Me in the search bar. We'll be there. Subscribe. We've got well over 120 episodes now. And have a listen. That would be amazing. And we will be back on Friday with the preview show, and we're being joined by Josh, Accrington Stanley fan and host of the Raw Milk, Accrington Stanley podcast, and curator of their fanzine as well. That should be good. Danny will hopefully be there as well, won't you, Danny?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, might as well.
If you can be bothered this week.
Nothing else to do, is there?
Lovely, lovely stuff. And hopefully, look, I mean, while we're on the live stream, obviously there's a game tomorrow night, hopefully, against Blackpool. So come on, Cobblers, hopefully get another 3 points. Or to be honest, let's just have a game to watch. I'd be quite happy with that right now.
Give us a game.
Yeah, give us something. So thanks very much. We will see you again on Friday for the preview show and then next Tuesday. Thanks very much for watching. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.
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 Whey! There's the cup. There's the pictures you'll see on tomorrow's back pages. The Cobblers are going through into Division 1. Bring them on because we deserve it.
Get him in!
Get him in!
I'm Tom Cliff, creator of the world-famous online stand-up bingo, which started out its life at Northampton Town Football Club. Join me every Saturday at 2:15 p.m. on the Cafe Track Facebook page for your chance to be crowned stand-up bingo champion of the world. Every ticket purchase goes towards keeping Cafe Track and Track NN a social enterprise dedicated to helping people to access work experience and hopefully employment. Buy your ticket now at buymeacoffee.com/Cafe Track. Make sure you leave your chosen 15 numbers between 1 and 90 in the comment section and then play along live on the Saturday afternoons before the Cobblers game. So go to buymeacoffee.com/cafetrack now and get your ticket for the world-famous stand-up bingo.